Drive-in movies. We've all seen the movie Grease with John Travolta. It gave us a look at life in the U.S. during the 1950s. Of course, since then, things have changed, and these days, most American people are waiting in line at McDonald's, watching The Simpsons, having liposuction operations, or invading Middle Eastern countries. However, you can still see what life used to be like in the United States back in the 50s by going to a drive-in movie theater. What can you expect to find there? Drive-in movie theaters center around two important American pastimes, cars and movies. They are basically open-air movie theaters where people watch movies from their cars. They usually consist of a gravel parking lot with a giant movie screen at one end and a film projector at the other. The idea is simple. You buy a ticket, drive up to one of the mounted speakers, roll down your window, sit back, and enjoy the movie from the comfort of your own vehicle. At first, drive-ins had giant speakers placed next to the screen. But this meant that everyone in the entire neighborhood could hear the movie. Also, quite often the sound didn't match up to the picture, which made watching the movie like trying to watch a badly dubbed Japanese martial arts film. Now drive-ins avoid all these problems by using radio stations to transmit sound. Watching a drive-in movie can be an uncomfortable experience. Most drive-ins charge by the car, not by the person. If your friends are as cheap as mine, then you might find yourself in all kinds of uncomfortable positions. Many people will try to cram as many people as possible into their vehicle, even if this means they have seven friends but drive a Mini. I recommend finding a friend with a sports utility vehicle, or at least a car with a spacious trunk. However, make sure your friends don't forget that you're locked inside once you get into the theater. At the theater, you may notice several cars with foggy windows. Don't panic or call the fire chief. Those cars are not on fire, but rather, the people inside are practicing the drive-in tradition. The movie makeout session. Ordinary movie theaters are far too public to enjoy a good game of tassel hockey. After all, you might run into your high school biology teacher or the local pastor. Nobody wants that kind of humiliation. At drive-ins, you have all the privacy you could ever need, and those foggy windows mean that no one will be able to look in. However, you should be careful of the stick shift. It can be a painful reminder that although more comfortable than movie seats, you're still not at a Holiday Inn hotel. You might also want to watch out for the emergency brake. You don't want your car rolling into the movie screen during the heat of passion, do you? Don't be alarmed if you see a teenager in a funny-looking paper hat knocking at your window during the movie. He's just come to ask if you want more popcorn. He works the concession stand and will bring the food directly to your car. This means that you and your family could leave your house, watch two feature-length films, and have dinner without even leaving your van. Incidentally, during the James Dean era, drive-in restaurants where they served people in their cars were also popular. They usually had waitresses who moved from car to car on roller skates. Many drive-ins experimented with this method, but found that the waitresses kept falling down because of the gravel parking lots. Another unusual aspect of a drive-in movie are the honking games. This consists of using your horn a lot, and it's supposed to be a lot of fun. Before the movie starts, people will often honk their horns to the tune of some famous song, or flicker their lights on and off to pass the time. Feel free to give it a try, but be careful, as you may have a dead battery after the movie. These days, there are very few drive-in movies left. The number of drive-ins skyrocketed during the 1950s and 60s due to the popularity of cars and the emergence of color films. At their peak, there were nearly 5,000 drive-in theaters all over the U.S. Nowadays, there are only about 500 left. Most can be found in small rural towns and operate only during the summer months. So why aren't they so popular these days? Many say it's because people have their own color televisions, and it also because of the widespread use of home videos. People also drive smaller cars and have less leisure time. In the end, most drive-in movie owners decided that drive-ins just weren't profitable. If you do find yourself visiting a small town in America, ask if there is a drive-in theater nearby. Going to a drive-in is a great way to experience an American tradition and get a glimpse of what people in the U.S. used to do before video games and school shootings.